This is Akashwani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Union Cabinet has approved the budget of 11,718 crore rupees, conducting Census of India 2027. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said, Census 2027 will be conducted in two phases. Census 2027 will be the 16th in the series and 8th since independence. He said caste enumeration will be included in Census 2027. Mr. Vaishnav said it will be the first ever digital census, adding that 30 lakh field functionaries will be involved in the exercise.
It's considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. Itna massive exercise hai ye, iske liye puri taiyari ki gayi hai, bahut well planned tarike se isko kiya jayega, and a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time.
The minister announced that Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved reforms in coal linkage policy, Coal Setu. He said India is moving towards Atmanirbharta in coal sector. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also given its approval for the minimum support price MSP for copra for 2026 season. The MSP for 2026 season is an increase of 445 rupees per quintal for milling copra and 400 rupees per quintal for ball copra over the previous season. Mr. Vaishnav said the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 12,027 rupees per quintal and for ball copra at 12,500 rupees per quintal for 2026 season. Lok Sabha today took up decision and discussion on supplementary demand for grants, first batch for 25-26 and the appropriation number 4 bill to 2025-25. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill for consideration and passing. It seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the consolidated fund for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ramamohan Naidu has said that the government is going to start a program to make aircraft in the country. He stressed that the country should have a Made in India aircraft to meet the growing demand in the aviation sector. He said Hindustan Aeronautics Limited is exploring the possibility with Russian aircraft company Sukhoi SJ-100 to get the technologies to make the aircraft in the country. He was replying to a private member resolution appropriate measures to regulate airfare in the country. The minister pointed out that the centre has the power to cap the airfare in extraordinary circumstances so that passengers do not experience opportunistic pricing. Sikkim Legislative Assembly today unanimously passed a proposal granting scheduled tribe ST status to 12 communities. The House approved the recommendations included in the detailed report recently submitted by the High-Level Committee formed by Government of Sikkim. This move will be to help ensure official scheduled tribe benefit and rights for people belonging to these 12 communities of Sikkim. The House unanimously expressed confidence that this step marks a major milestone towards ensuring fair opportunities and social security for all communities in Sikkim. The Commission of Air Quality Management, SKQM, has constituted an expert committee in NCR and adjoining areas to develop a robust, multi-pronged roadmap for emission reduction in the vehicular sector. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change informed that the expert committee includes leading academicians, health specialists, automotive research institutions and other experts. In Chhattisgarh, 10 Maoists surrendered, including 6 women cadres in Sukumar district today, and the surrendered Maoists had a total bounty of 33 lakh rupees on their head. IG Police Bastar Range informed that the Maoists laid down arms, including one AK-47 rifle, two SLR rifles and one Sten gun. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India has defeated host UAE by 234 runs in the first match at Dubai, 212 match run partnership by Vaibhav Suryavanshi and Arun George for the second wicket helped India. And that's the end of the news bulletin.